أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a brief description of the occurrence of the day of Qiyamah, completing those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of a human being, of a person on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. That on that day, a person shall be presented and none of his secrets will be concealed, none of his secrets will be hidden. Whatever a person hides within himself, all of it will be exposed. Sometimes, outwardly, there may be a deed that is shown out. The deed may be a good deed. We'll just take an example to understand it. That a person gives out some sadaqah, or somebody reads some namaz, some nafal namaz, but within his heart there is a secret, and that secret is only known between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other human would have any knowledge of that secret, and that is the intention with which one is carrying out that deed. Why is he giving that charity? Why is he performing that salat? All of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, and obviously it is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hereafter. But from the rest of man, that is a secret. Nobody knows. It is concealed in the heart. On the day of Qiyamah, all of that will come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Going further, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the other aspect of our deeds and our a'mal. That whatever deeds, whatever actions we carry out in this world, all of it is noted down, all of it is jotted down, and then presented to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by the angels kiram and katibin. They write down, they scribe down our deeds, and then that is presented to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then on the day of Qiyamah, that book of deeds, that record of deeds, all of it will be presented to the individuals, to a person. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us through this, the presentation of the books of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. With regards to that person who will be given his books in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. We also went through a phase of infancy, of childhood, and today we see it in children, that when they are presented with the school reports, and that report is par excellent, then they will boast about it, and they will show everyone that look at my report, look at my report. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala depicts the picture of a person who has received his book of deeds in his right hand. He will say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, here come take my book and read my book. In other words, it is something that I am proud about, and everybody should know about this absolute success. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that success on the day of Qiyamah. Why is the success? What is the reason of the success? One simple statement. Inni ghanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Certainly, I had known, I had yaqeen, the conviction, the faith, the belief. Anni mulaqin hisabiya. That certainly, I will meet the day of accountability, or the day of this accountability. Some of the commentators have made a remark here that it is our yaqeen, it is our conviction, and every second the consciousness that whatever we do is being recorded, whatever is recorded is going to be presented. And that is that consciousness that a person needs to live with. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling us about the people who would receive the book of deeds in the right hand. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Now, what will be the result of this triumph, this success that a person gets? Allah says that that person will be living a pleasurable life, a life that is radiya. The person will be happy, the person will be in a state of joy, the person will be in a state of pleasure. Such a life that person will have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives a very, very brief description of what that person will have in store for him in Jannah. Fi jannatin aliyah. Allah says, in gardens that will be lofty, in gardens that will be high, showing that his ikram will be made by Allah, honor will be given to such a person. Qutufuha daniya. The fruits will be lowered to him, will be within his reach. We discussed this when we discussed Surah Al-Waqiyah also, that one of the significance of the fruits of Jannah, the descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that wherever a person will be in Jannah, if a person is standing, it will be within his reach. If a person is sitting, it will be within his reach. A person is lying down, it will still be within his reach. Qutufuha daniya, it will always be at hand for a person to pluck from the trees of Jannah. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Then the announcement will be made that eat and drink hani'an. Hani'an means without any concern, without any worry, with filled with pleasure, carry on eating. The worry and concern about planting, the worry and concern about cooking, the worry and concern about bringing the ingredients together, the worry and concern after eating, the digestion, etc., all of it is removed from a person. And the word hani'an has this connotation of all these concerns that we have to make, these worries that we have in this world with regards to our food and drink, all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove. So filled with pleasure. Why? Bima aslaftum, because of what you had sent forth. Fil ayyamil khaliya, in the days that passed. It is these days in this world that then it will be regarded as khaliya. It will be regarded as days that had passed. The days that still come forward for us are also days would have passed insofar as akhirat is concerned. And here a very brief description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives with regards to those people who would have received a book in the right hand. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.